But like, by golly, like when I'm here, like change the world, we're on a big like Marvel superhero kick right now. We have been for years. But like, I'm like on this big mission, like changing the world. Heck yes. Yes, I'm just one person, but I know collectively, like without a doubt of my being, this is where I'm meant to be because we deserve to love ourselves unconditionally. And that starts with finding your energy of alignment. Hey, Mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast, a safe space to help you transform the way that you approach motherhood and life. If you're a mom struggling with self-worth, overwhelmed with overstimulation, looking to slow down, conquer mom guilt, let go of external pressures, or even embark on a spiritual awakening, you are in the right place. Let's break free from that survival mode cycle by waking up from autopilot and authentically embracing our inner self-love, trust, and connection. Imagine if every single part of your life was perceived through a lens of expansion, value, worthiness, self-awareness, and acceptance. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood and was always in my own head, never feeling good enough. I realized if I wanted to make a change, it started within me. And in finding that freedom, I've dedicated my life's work to helping other moms heal from the inside out to come back home to themselves too. So take my hand, Mama. Let's set the foundation to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, belief, joy, love, and balance. If you are ready to weed the fluff, get to the root of cultivating real change, and feel connected to yourself on a love-rooted level, let's dive in and discover the power within you. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, Mama. Let's overcome together. What is up, beautiful mamas? Welcome back to another episode of the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I am so excited that you're here. I'm so thankful that I'm here. I'm just so excited and thankful that we are here connected together. In today's episode, we are bringing the fiver back. Way back in episode, I think it was 15 of the show. It was back in January. Oh my gosh, January 9th of 2023. Wow, it'll be like exactly a year ago, probably week-wise, Monday-wise. Ah, that's so wild that we're doing another episode of Fivers exactly a year ago. I did not plan that. I just looked right now to see what episode number it was. And oh my gosh, I have chills. I love it. Ah, okay. So back in episode 15, we dove into the topic of a fiver, but it was from like a time management perspective, like how we could utilize transitions throughout the day as a time to reset and reconnect to help bring us more clarity and energy and kind of boost, you know, boost your productivity to like be in the zone, be connected. Today, we're putting a little spin on it, and I want to ask you a question. Do you, without a doubt, intentionally, like not willy-nilly, you do this, you have silent time, stillness, time to just be every day? I want you to think about that. It doesn't have to be long, hence a fiver, right? But do you take time for silence and stillness and just to just be with yourself, to turn off the noise? Do you do that every single day? I want you to think of your day with me. You may wake up in the morning and turn on the TV, and then you make breakfast and get in the shower, and maybe then you turn on music. You listen to an audiobook while you're getting ready for the day, and then you turn on a podcast while you're running errands. And you could either be at work listening to coworkers all day, or you're at home listening to your kids all day. And then in the evening, you have that rally of like talking to your spouse and dinner, bath, bedtime, like the chaos of nighttime. And then maybe to decompress, you watch TV or scroll social media before bed. Now, like a lot of that stuff, like audiobooks, podcasts, like obviously talking to your spouse, being with your kids, even like watching TV, it's all like necessary, right? None of it is bad. They're not bad habits. We're not talking about habits here. We're talking about where in the day is silence and stillness. To hear yourself, to hear the answers to the prayers that you're saying, to tune into the meditation, to connect to yourself and to your consciousness, to your present moments. To many of us, like, it's our lives to walk through the day with no silent time in a constant consumption phase. We're stuck in this overconsumption, overstimulation, noise, 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 and we wonder why we're stressed and overstimulated and burnt out and don't feel like ourselves. Because of that zero space for silence and stillness and just being. I really feel, and maybe this is just because like I'm on this mission to like make this movement and like change the world, right? To be able to slow down and turn off that hustle mentality and to be able to slow down and listen, to be able to hear our intuition, to hear what we truly want and not the expectations, the pressures, the shoulds, the negativity, right? To hear what we, tuning in, what I want, what you want. Like this is an individual self thing, right? Where can we turn off some noise to be able to turn on some inner knowing? We have the answers. But a lot of times it's just the hustle and bustle and the busy go-go-go-ness, making up my own words here, of the world. So I want you to sit with this. Like, where can you turn off some noise within your life? Where can you maybe uncondition, you know, that habit to put in some stillness, some meditation, some prayer, to just be? Because you will be mind-blown. Mind blown and you'll palpably, like, you'll feel different. I promise you, I without a doubt, hands down, hands on the table, like, you will without a doubt, you'll feel more connected, you'll feel more alive, you'll feel more present and aware. It is magical. And I just started my meditation certification. None of this came from this certification. We're actually this week, we're solely just reading like the syllabus and getting acquainted with the platform and stuff. But like, my golly, I know without a doubt, like, I was meant to be certified in meditation, to be able to teach others the power of meditation because of how much it's changed my life. And I'm so excited to bring to you just, you know, guided meditations, intuitively led meditative energy healings, like, bam, a 2-for-1, like meditation to learn how to slow down and connect to your innate being, to hear it, feel it, like just to sit in your present moment. And then like energy healing to clear that stagnant, unwanted energies, that stuck energy compounded in your body, your auric field, your chakras, to raise our energy and vibration back to love and peace and ease, to have that confidence, like that we have it, like to have that clarity, to have that confidence, to have that deep inner knowing, to love yourself unconditionally, and to trust yourself. I hope that you trust yourself. But I just feel as a collective consciousness, as collective humanity, we don't love ourselves. There's always those limiting beliefs. There's always, you know, I need to lose weight. I hate my body. I, you know, I'm always go, go, go. I'm so stressed all the time. I never have a minute to myself. It's always like these negative thought cycles, these negative mindset loops, to where can we kind of just take that power back to just be, to love ourselves, right? To tune in to, how can I think positively today? How can I rewire this shift? And I'm not placing blame on anything, but because we're conditioned this way, right? We're conditioned to kind of default to that negativity, to stay stuck. But like, by golly, like when I'm here, like, change the world, we're on a big like Marvel superhero kick right now. We have been for years. But like, I'm like on this big mission, like changing the world. Heck yes. Yes, I'm just one person. But I know collectively, like without a doubt of my being, this is where I'm meant to be, because we deserve to love ourselves unconditionally. And that starts with finding your energy of alignment. Hey, beautiful. I wanted to have a quick heart-to-heart with you because I know that navigating motherhood can often feel like being lost in a realm of overwhelming responsibilities, overstimulated senses, and just touched out bodies, leaving you feeling drained, anxious, and just disconnected. Are you ready to rewrite that script? Picture your world where stress, overwhelm, and mom guilt just aren't the norm, and they're replaced with joy, peace, zen, and an abundance of self-love, trust, and connection. That is the journey I'm here to guide you on. I offer a range of services designed to meet you where you are right now. We can get started with a free foundational guidance clarity call. If you're not really sure how to get started, we could talk about your struggles and get a game plan for your desired breakthroughs. Or jump right into a personalized one-on-one mentorship, standalone energy healings, intuitively led meditations that I am constantly adding to the library of. I just added two more. Or in the camaraderie of a group mentorship that you're longing for. Together, we can unravel the layers of conditioning, societal pressures, and unrealistic expectations that hold you back, that have held you back for far too long, and pave the way for a harmonious awakening. In a noisy world, you can find peace in solitude. And I'm here to help reconnect you with your senses, embody an unshakable love for yourself and your life, and to find your balance, harmony, and peace in every aspect of your life by coming back home to your soul self. Let's embark on a journey of discovering the power of finding your energy of alignment. Visit www.naturallyempoweredliving.com/products to book your first session. I'm sending you so much love and covering you in light. So let's do something together here. If you're driving or doing something where you literally cannot close your eyes or you have to focus on whatever you're doing right now, and like I'm the sub, you know, thing that you're doing, come back to me here when you're kind of able to have like a 5 minutes to just really focus on this practice that we're going to do. Keep listening, of course, but come back when you have kind of that space to just be, okay? So if you do have 5 minutes right now, I want you to go ahead and take a minute with me and shut your eyes. I want you to think of a mantra or a word that you want to be feeling or embodying right now. Maybe it is love, self-love, presence, peace, stability, whatever it is, empowerment, whatever word comes to you, whatever, just think of that first word that comes to you. Don't second guess it. Just focus on that word or that mantra right now. And if any other thoughts are coming in, it's okay. Just let them pass through and return to your desired embodied state. Now put your hands over your heart and take in a deep breath through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Just focusing on that word or that phrase. Another breath through your nose. And exhale through your mouth. Again, through your nose. And exhale through your mouth. And just sit here for a minute, just really embodying that mantra or phrase or word, letting it embody you into those feelings that you desire. Sink into that state of relaxation and calm as you're just breathing and being. You could go ahead and pause me and continue that breath work for longer and focusing on that mantra if you want, as you're settling into your energy and your peace within. But it could be that quick. There's nothing like a little meditative breath work to bring your high energy back, to bring your calm, innate state of just being back. You can tune into kind of that breath work exercise anytime you need. We didn't even take 5 minutes, right? So kind of just like the gist here, I didn't even have you, you know, get into a comfortable position. I didn't even say any of that. You don't even really have to shut your eyes. Like if you just want to focus on something, I do feel it's easier to shut your eyes if you're able, but just to focus on that breath work, focus on that intention, that word, phrase, mantra in your mind, and settle into your breath. You know, I love me a good fiver, y'all. Like it's powerful. And something that I've found with meditation is like it's the polar opposite of our stress response. Like think of your stress response. Like it's instantaneous, right? Like you are in a fight or flight situation and you physically feel your heart rate, you know, change. You feel the adrenaline or hormones rushing through your body, your breathing changes, right? Your whole body, your whole being is experiencing these changes. Well, in the same way that your body responds to your stress response, your body can respond to a quick meditation, a quick fiver to bring you back down, right? To bring you back to that ease, to that calm, to that flow. And the more present that you are with yourself, with taking that stillness to just be, to know yourself, to honor who you are, the more that you work through your stuff, right? You'll start to heal and evolve and show up and you'll take action to being your highest version of yourself, to connect to your soul self. So every, you know, intuitive feeling, every inner whisper that you have, that inner knowing, it's sacred. Don't shove it under the rug because it's quiet, right? Your ego is loud. Your intuition, it's just soft. It's subtle, but it's sacred. Every pull of your heart, every gentle pull, you know, towards that inner compass leading you, it's all a part of your innate path, directing you back to living in co-creation with your higher self, with your soul self, with God, right? God's will, God's service, to walk that path that you are destined to be on. I hope that you can sit with this, maybe pray on it, meditate on it, journal on it. Kind of just that perspective, right? It's miraculous. It's magical. It's powerful. And it all resides within us already. I'm sending so much love to you, Mama. Until next week, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to learn your energy of alignment and deepen your relationship within. I'm sending my love and light.
Please give my review.
Thank you so much for spending this sacred time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I am sending you so much love and covering you in light, praying this episode has helped you in some way. And if it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a written review sharing how it's impacted your life. It truly lights me up hearing how you are on your way to your breakthrough. And also, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling, to remind her that we are never alone and to help give her that empowerment to take that first step. And be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our motherhood empowerment community, and if and when it feels good to you, learn how we could work together to help you reclaim your power, Mama. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.